Louisiana Democrat John Bel Edwards brings in Team Hillary for backup. By Sean Moran on October 22, 2019. Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards has hired a 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign alumnus to help increase Edwards' voter turnout as the Democrat moves into the general election. According to a campaign email obtained by Breitbart News, Edwards' campaign has hired Scott Arsenault, a veteran political activist, to focus on campaign turnout. Edwards previously hired Arsenault for the 2015 election runoff against then-Senator David Vitter, RLA. Edwards also served as a superdelegate for Hillary Clinton between 2015 and 2019. The Clinton campaign brought in Arsenault to campaign against then-candidate Donald Trump. Arsenault has faced sharp criticism in the past. Leslie Wimmes, the founder of the Democratic African American Women's Caucus, DAC, wrote in 2015 that Arsenault undermined black women in Florida when he was the executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. You have to be aware of the underhanded tactics used by Scott Arsenault to undermine black women in this state. If not, just ask the Association of State Democratic Chairs. Wimmes wrote in an open letter to Hillary Clinton in 2015. They know all about it. Oh wait, that has yet to come out, but it's coming. The Florida St. Peter's blog called Arsenault in 2017 the Eddie Mush of Florida politics, contending that everything he touched turned to mush. The Florida blog noted that Arsenault failed to deliver Clinton Florida during the 2016 presidential election, as well as failed to help Andrew Gillum win Florida's recent gubernatorial election. Edwards' hiring of Arsenault arises as a recent poll found that Republican businessman and GOP gubernatorial nominee Eddie Risbone has tied with Edwards 1 month before the November 16 election. A survey conducted by We Ask America found that both Edwards and Risbone have 47% support of Louisiana voters. While still well-regarded with voters, Edwards sits identical to the percentage he received in the primary. Risbone, however, has quickly moved to consolidate the Republican base, and with the national spotlight shining bright on Louisiana, President Trump's stellar job approval with Louisianans will only serve to help Risbone in the sprint to the runoff next month, the summary of the survey wrote. Risbone has quickly moved to secure 80% of self-identifying Republicans and, perhaps more importantly, 85% of former Abraham supporters, the survey wrote of Risbone. Risbone, like Edwards, also enjoys a positive image in voters' minds with a 49% having a favorable opinion of him versus 38% having an unfavorable one. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.